Hey, everybody. How are you doing on this fine Sunday evening? We're celebrating a victory without Messi. And so we'll talk about that a lot tonight. How's everybody doing? Hope you're doing well. Fun weekend. If you were at Drive Pink, it was a fun weekend, fun night for you guys. I'm Peter Brown. Thanks, everybody, for joining. We're going to get into the chat in just a minute. So if you haven't said hello, please do so. I'm flying solo today, everybody. So we're going to lean heavily on you guys in the chat. So whatever you want to talk about in the chat is where we will go with the show. Since I don't have an Uncle Ed to bounce things off of, Uncle Ed decided to drive up to Orlando and hang out with those Orlando City fans, I think. I'm not sure what he's doing up there, but he's currently on his way home, stuck in traffic. So Uncle Ed is not here tonight. He is doing a family trip. The wife, scheduled a trip. And so, you got to go. You got to do it. You follow what the wife says. So anyways, we'll have some fun tonight. Goof around. The show will go as long as we have content to talk about. So like I said, I'll lean heavily on you guys. And as always, if you want to leave a voicemail, it's right here. 786-474-4435. You could do that. And we'll play those as well. Before we get too far, let's do our usual deal, and that is thank Caneswear. Caneswear is located in Davie, Florida, just south of 595 on University Drive. They got a brand new store, bigger than ever, more stuff, easily to find, a whole section for Inter Miami. Looks great. And, go there. You can save some money. Just to give you an idea, if you watched our game day vlog, if you've watched any of our game day vlogs since Messi's arrival, you'll see that the lines are huge. So skip the lines and go to Caneswear and get your gear there. Also, want to thank Mia Rodriguez for sponsoring the show. If you are looking to buy or sell some property, this is the woman to talk to. Speaks three languages, Spanish, English, and Portuguese. So contact her. The QR code is on the screen. Another thing, though, we want to say and congratulate Mia is for joining. She's going to be on a TV show. She's going to be on The American Dream as a host for, covering South Florida. So selling Florida is going to be her angle. So congratulations to Mia for we're definitely going to have to look out for her on TV. You can see it on all these channels below. So great job by her. All right, so let's say hi to a few of you guys in the chat. It's a little light right now, but a lot of times it populates as we go a little further along. So let's say hi to everybody. First person I see in the chat is Esteban Dito. He was excited to go to yesterday's game because I wanted to see how the football club responded without Messi and some winning streak under their belt, and they did not disappoint in the end. And I saw that Esteban, you reached out to me, but I was already in my seats and I did not see it. See, that's the one thing that especially when Ed's not around, we try to do lately these live streams, which I'll be honest with you, I think the live stream before the game is boring. So I don't blame you if you don't watch it, but people watch it and people do and seem to enjoy it. And I think a big part of the reason is because people from outside of this area worldwide, it gives them a good feel of what it looks like, the game day atmosphere and stuff like that before the game. So I'm doing that. And then I'm doing the game day vlog I'm a little busy these days at the games, unfortunately, maybe sometimes too busy. And I actually made the live stream went up late because I was chatting with too many people. And that's really what I want to do at the games. Anyways, B King is in here as well. The crowd was nice. And glad to see Robbie got a chance. I got to make some adjustments here on the sizing of these things. Louis Rodriguez is here. Stirring the pot. Baldwin 4. Hello, fellow inmates. That's funny. Let me see if I can change the sizing a little. This program that we use made some updates. And it changed things on me. And then Jose Velasquez is here. Julio Enriquez, who I did see last yesterday. Welcome. Sam from Seattle. All right. One World, One Goal, as always, is here. Kata, welcome. What's up, fellas? Messi who? People got mad at my game day vlog title. Eric Thomas. Broward Heron, who checked in on the live stream. Thank you for that. Kata's asking, what does my shirt say? My shirt says, Bienvenido, Messi. It's one of the Messi branded items. Yeah, his stuff. Guyver is here as well. And that's it for now. So what my you know, so some of the commentary I see in the chat is that it looked good that the people turned up and the team turned up with or without Messi, and that is great. And that's kind of where my angle was on the game day vlog was how I was more curious about how the fans would the fans show up, because how many of these fans are just Messi fans and how many of them have become Inter Miami fans. And it was a good crowd. I mean, I think the reported attendance was, I have it over here in a chat with a friend who sent it along. I don't see it now. It was somewhere in 19,000. Somewhere around 19,000 was the a little over 19,000 was a reported attendance. I don't remember the exact number, but it which would be close to a sellout. Because they did add, 3,000 extra seats. So it'd be, like 21,000 or something like that. It looked a little bit less than that, but it did fill up. And it did fill up nice. So I was really happy with that. Kata is saying 19K in attendance. Like I said, it looked less to me. But, they always report more. Big Vinny's in the house. Really enjoyed the game day vlog. Happy to see how good Farias played. Yeah, me too. Thanks for on the comment on the game day vlog. Yeah, I get razzed a little bit about the game day vlog. So there was a guy that did not like the title because he said I wrote no Messi, no problem. And my intent on that is, the fans showed up with or without Messi. The team showed up with or without Messi. We won. And, this guy was offended by the fact that I would say, does that mean that when we have Messi, it is a problem? No, that is not what the intent was. But at the end of the day, it got you to click. And so that's important. God is saying it looked about 80% full. I'd agree with that. If you heard in the vlog, you heard me debating with my wife and my brother as far as was it 80? Was it 70? What did it look like? Esteban Mejia checking in. Welcome. It was a good crowd and a raucous crowd. Normally I say this all the time, but normally my row before Messi is generally empty. I guess we don't have the best seats, but, we enjoy them and they're full. The whole row was full. Alessio Favilli. Don't get mad at me if I destroy your name. In Italy, it's quite a bit late. 1 a.m. in Italy, Campana is the only offensive high player that Miami have. They need that kind of player. All right. So, yeah, that's Eric is right. Watch out, downtown. All the Messi zombies are coming for you. They'll be pissed. Yeah, they're very, very sensitive. If I put anything, questionable about Messi. I'm surprised people didn't like comment on the thumbnail where I made it look like the new artwork has Messi and it said no problem or whatever. I know it doesn't look completely real, but I thought it might fool somebody, but it did not. So anyways, so what I, you know, I, you know, titled this show, you know, Campana is greater than Martinez. And that's because me and Ed, we sit and we're constantly just wanting Campana to get a start. And because of all the international duty, all the international call-ups, you know, Martinez is with his national team. Campana did not get the call-up, which a lot of Ecuadorians were, I think, upset about. But it just shows when Campana comes in the game, they have an aerial threat that they don't have when Martinez is playing. And Martinez does connect well with Messi, but lately, has he really added anything to the games? I don't think so. And so I wonder, does this outing where he scores two goals, could have scored at least a third. There was one that definitely should have gone in, but it was a good save. Does this open Tata's eyes? Does Tata now look Kata saying, good point. Campana took the no call up personally. Good for Miami. Broward Heron saying the only reason Campana didn't get called up was due to his wealth. Yeah, and that's what I hear, that you know, he comes from a wealthy family. He does not need to play soccer. He chooses to play football. He doesn't need it. Big Vinny, good point. Martinez is too expensive. And that's where I am surprised that they're leaning so heavily on Martinez this season, because there's just, I can't see a scenario where he's back next year. His paycheck right now is $4 million. Now, Inter Miami doesn't have to pay that $4 million. Thankfully, Atlanta's picking up the majority of that. But next year, we would have to foot the whole bill. So is he willing to take something like $1 million? Is he willing to take a massive pay cut just to continue playing with Messi? Or does he still believe that he's got that kind of value? I mean, I think he could definitely be potentially willing to take a small pay cut, but I don't see him going from four to a TAM player to 800,000 or something ridiculous like that. I just don't see it. So Mike V suggesting they should have sold Martinez to Luton Town for $10 million. Yeah, that would have been good. You know, so Jaden the man? Martinez is done this season. Suarez is coming. No room for him since Suarez does everything he does. I'm not so sure Suarez is coming, but it's possible. It's possible. Next year, it is the general consent. Thought is, you know, there will be some changes and there will be a fourth DP available. Griezmann, apparently his name has popped up again for Inter Miami. Would you rather have Griezmann or Suarez? I think Jay the Man wants Suarez, but you know, where's your preference there? Is which one would you prefer? Not that they're in the same position, but the point is they would occupy that fourth designated player spot. So, Mike V says Pentinez. It is Pentinez, not Martinez. Oh, I just assumed you wrote it wrong. So my bad. Sorry, Mike. Who's Pentinez? Big Vinny saying, what about Luka Modric? Yep, those are possibilities as well. You know, there's every name, every big name is definitely linked to Miami. But he's pretty, how old is Luka? Luka's getting up there. Louis says, Martinez adds a lot of depth to the offensive. He attracts players, so leaves Messi open. I agree, but I think Campana can do the same thing. And Campana adds height, adds an aerial threat that Martinez does not. Uh, Oh, I didn't get these jokes, guys. I don't get these jokes. Thank you, Broward Heron, for explaining to the gringo. Pentanez is a play on his name, like Pessy or Pinaldo. Yes, I've heard those. Martinez equals penalty kicks only. Pentanez. Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't get these jokes. Tank 721 says Griezmann is more versatile and younger. It would be a tough choice. I would go with Griezmann, personally. Esteban Dito says, if no one else is signed and Martinez is able to make an impact coming as a sub, then keep him as a Tam or Gam, or else bam him out of the VAR football club. Yeah, so, again, yeah, he's got to take a pay cut. In my opinion, if he wants to stay with Inter Miami, he's got to take a pay cut. And maybe they've already started those conversations. It's possible. If there's plans of keeping, they're playing him a lot. So if there's plans of keeping him, Luis Rodriguez and Campana has height, yes, but Campana's not a runner. Martino has that, which is a different. Martinez doesn't run anymore. I don't know. I don't agree with you, Luis. He doesn't run like he used to. So let's not get confused with the Martinez of Atlanta. Those days are gone. I don't think. Joseph adds that much to the team. In the first few games with Messi, I was impressed. He connected well. He plays in those small spaces off of Messi well. Messi gives him the ball. He gives it back, which is at the end of the day what Messi wants. So I think he plays well in small spaces with Messi. But that seems to have dropped off a little bit in the last few games. So I don't know. And like Louis saying, Tank is saying that Campana is all over the pitch. Campana defends. Campana works his butt off. He's all over the place. And he had a great. He was the man of the match or star of the match, they call it now. So Eric Thomas feels like he'd rather have Griezmann, less biting and less racial abuse. That plays a part as well. Public image should play a part, especially in today's society when you've got player, what was his name over in DC United? Remind me what his name was. But he's the guy that got racial accusations. He was making accusations against our player on the field. Had some sort of accusation before that as well, and now he's out of the league. They terminated his contract. So I think he was a Greek player, or I forget his name, but he was a good player. Fontas, thank you, Taxi Fontas. Thanks, guys. He's been bounced from the league. So your past matters because images, it means a lot, especially these days, more so than maybe in the past. Richard Greenberg saying, yeah, exactly. Bruce Arena fired too for the same thing. I was reading an article in The Athletic about the Bruce Arena thing because who doesn't follow Bruce Arena? That's a pretty big, coach, pretty big name in American soccer. He made some comments. We still don't know what those comments are. The article didn't say much other than Richie Williams, am I getting his last name right? Richie Williams, right? The former player from DC United. He played for him. Yeah, Richie Williams played a part in the accusations, which is crazy because Richie and Bruce Arena go back so far. They played together. I mean, he played for Bruce Arena at DC United, then moved into the coaching ranks with him. And wherever Bruce Arena has coached quite often, not always, but quite often, Richie Williams has followed. And he jumped in apparently on the accusations against Bruce. And now Bruce has been fired. He stepped down, whatever you want to call it. Kata saying Richie backstabbed Bruce, at least is what it made it look like. Yeah, to some extent, because what the article basically said is Richie was informed that his services would no longer be needed next season. That this is your last year with the team, you better start looking for other alternatives, other options for next season. And but apparently there were some conversations that Bruce had with coaching staff in closed doors that didn't sit well with people. So and then some of the other people on his staff just did not agree with his player player moves. Although he did turn New England around a bit. So Mike V says, the girl from Apple TV said it, and then she got canceled and sent to the post-game interview. Notice she's gone for a minute. Yeah, you're talking about our girl from Inter Miami. To be honest, I don't watch the MLS 360. Is she on there? I don't know. But she did get caught up in it. What's her name again? Darn it, I forgot. I'm terrible with names. Kaylin Kyle. Thank you, One World. She spoke out and got canceled. Is she fully canceled? I haven't seen her her main job on the Apple TV MLS season pass was the MLS 360. Is she gone? Mike V, what did she say? He's asking Mike V. She basically called out Bruce Arena for saying stuff. Broward Heron, Kaylin Kyle was our only support on Apple TV for the whole year. Ashamed to see her gone. So I guess she really is gone then, huh, guys? They fired her? I'm going to have to look back. They do now have the MLS 360s. I did notice whenever Messi plays, they send the A-team. The MLS season pass A team with Taylor Twellman, his play by play guy Zach Divin or whatever whatever his name is, and then they would also bring Kaylin Kyle and Maurice Edu for the pre show, and that's kind of your A team, and then you've got forgot her name, another blonde woman that does the sideline reporting. And then I noticed in the last one or two Messi games, they had replacing Kaylin Kyle, that other guy that's got the small beard. I don't know his name either. I'm terrible with names if you didn't realize that. Tank throwing shade on Kaylin, saying she wasn't good at her job. What did she say? Yeah, I'd have to search to see exactly what she said. I remember reading it. I didn't hear it. I read it. But basically, she said, for the most part, if I remember correctly, that the allegations against Bruce Arena are true. She may have gone into more detail. I don't know. But, she's working for the league. She needs to be careful. We keep saying she works for Apple TV, but that's working for the league in this scenario. These are all league hires. So it's a shame. But, she'll be all right, I'm sure. She did move up to New York for that job, though. So we'll see. She'll end up somewhere. Esteban saying, Kaylin Kyle, she was more looks than substance, as she said it herself. She got the job when she was not qualified. Here's the thing about that. I don't completely agree. I do and I don't. So Kaylin Kyle was probably not qualified to be like the lead or the secondary lead host of MLS 360 or, being a lead host. I think, did very well when she worked for Inter Miami and did the color commentary along with Ray Hudson. I do like how she could break down the defense or break down plays. She is a former player and she does know what she's talking about. Being a host is a new skill set. We were watching her learn. So I like what Mike V says. Sasha Kleshin should be canceled for the mustache. I think it's kind of cool. I think the old stash should come back. I shaved it, made it just a stash once. The wife didn't like it. Kata saying she acted Hollywood on FMTV. I don't know what that means. We never had her on. We did try. We talked about it, trying to get her. We reached out once or twice, but we never got her. Wow. Mike V throwing shade for the way people are dressed. I like this. Taylor Twellman is another one that needs to be canceled for wearing clothing he got from Baby Gap. That is true. He does wear clothing that does not fit. The man wants to show that he's still trim. And one thing I do like, though, is Taylor Twellman quite often throws on a pink jacket or something like that when Inter Miami's playing. Is he quietly cheering for Inter Miami? Taylor Twellman is a guy that used to throw a lot of shade at South Florida. He felt that South Florida was not ready for MLS, did not deserve MLS for a long time, and so, but I do like Taylor Twellman because I like commentators that have an opinion, whether you like it or not, and go hard in the paint. So just like Lexi Lawless, you know, a lot of people don't like him. I do. People didn't like Eric Winalda. I do. And I doesn't mean I agree with everything they say, but I like that they have something and they stick to it. Luis Rodriguez, that's right. In a week from now, U.S. Open Cup final. Is it really a week? Is it when is the Open Cup final? I have the tickets for it. I'll be there. Oh, there it goes. Thank you, Louis. September 27th. So 17 days away, and we will be ready for another final. Baldwin 4, back to the Twellman. Twellman often forgets to put his tie on right or his collar is jacked up. It's almost like he wakes up right before the match. I think the collar up is a style choice. I think he looks cool. So, you know, there's that. We lost Ray Hudson. That's the worst mistake. At least, hey, Ray Hudson was, you know, we saw him on the U.S. Open Cup. So I would imagine he's probably going to call the final for Paramount because he's working for CBS now. Or he's been working for CBS for a while doing the Champions League stuff. So he did the color commentary on the U.S. Open Cup game. So, Rob's Baldwin likes Rob Stone and Eric Winalda. I haven't seen Rob Stone in a long time because I don't have Fox anymore. Cotta does not like Alexi Lawless. I do. Contrarian for the clicks. I've been known to be a contrarian myself at times. I will sometimes pick opposite of Ed just for the fun of it. So, you know. Tank liked Eric Winalda. I gotta find the interview. We did an interview with Eric Winalda years and years ago, back when he was coaching the Atlanta Silverbacks. And if you remember, Eric Winalda was coaching the Atlanta Silverbacks for the most part from an iPad. He was in Los Angeles or Vegas, wherever he was, coaching the team for the most part via iPad. He would show up once in a while, but he was not there for all the games. But we had a chance to interview him. It was great. I mean, that was a high for us. And one of my most fun things is having the offline conversation with him, trying to arrange the. He was running late for the interview because he was in a drive-thru getting ice cream for his daughters, just being a good dad. And that kind of off-the-show kind of commentary, the show before the show, quite often is way, way more fun. Richard Greenberg says, looks like Miami's going to make the playoffs. I mean, if we continue this way, sure. Your hard game coming up against Atlanta. Will Messi, you guys, what's your opinion? Will Messi be back for that Atlanta game? So Messi, I think, if I remember correctly, the game against Bolivia is what, the 12th? Am I right? I think it's the 12th. And then our game against Atlanta is on the 16th. Can he be back? Obviously, if he's back, he doesn't play the full game. Come off the bench on turf. He's already said he has no problem playing on turf, that he grew up playing on turf. So that should be doable. And then the game after that, we're playing Toronto and they're below us. But Toronto, I mean, every East Coast game is super important. They're like six game swings. So, TFC is a disaster. They sure are. Hey, I think we have one voicemail. So why don't I go that, take a break from the chats here, and let's go to a voicemail.
It's time for your voicemail.
Hello?
Peter and all the great fans, old and new. It's Italia, One World, One Goal. Just calling in real quick because I saw that Guyver had his wife, I'm assuming, had a baby girl this week. So congratulations. I mean, I'm assuming, I was going to say Guyver had a baby, but then, you know, I messed it up. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is that Guyver put on here in our quote, in our chit chat, that he had a baby this week. See, I said that wrong. His wife and her partner had a baby this week. Anyway, congratulations to him. And, yeah, I was going to get into this whole Martinez versus Campoppi thing. That actually, if you could put them both together, you would have the ideal person. But I just got interrupted by my Diego Serna 17, speaking of great players who can put the ball in the net. So I got to run now. Anyway, love you guys. Love the show.
All right. Thanks for checking in. And Guyver is confirming it is his wife. He's doing things right. Congratulations, Guyver. Great job. Is it a boy, girl? Oh, yeah. You just said had a baby girl. She did say that. Congratulations. Girls are great. I've got one of each, a boy and a girl. Girls are great, though. So are guys, but I mean, you know. So Louis is saying if Messi's feeling good, perhaps he'll be available for Atlanta. Exactly. Mike V is saying Messi went to the clinic after the game. They're saying he might have a slight strain and won't travel to Bolivia. Good and bad. Not traveling to Bolivia is good. I heard that it wasn't an injury and he was just tired. So I don't know. But, I you know, okay. I mean, if we got reports that he went to a clinic, I guess that's the deal. That I mean, we proved last night that this I had thought that this last game was a real test for Tata Martino, because it's one thing to coach Messi, Busquets, and Alba and the rest. But when you remove the most important key ingredient, and then also several other, what is it? I think we had, what, total of 8 players missing? I think 9 of our players got called up. A calendar stayed with the team. So I think that we were missing 8 players, something to that effect. And they showed up. Robbie Robinson, who I heard getting some shade, I think had a good game. Did he always make the right decision? No. And a couple times he should have passed. But I love his hustle, and he just needs more games and stay healthy. But I think this was a real test for Tata to see what can he do with a team that is lesser than. So not quite the same situation that Neville had, where Neville had, you know, less to work with, because Tata still had Jordi Alba, still had Busquets, and then had the new guys like Farias and Avalas. So Farias looks pretty good. I think he, like a lot of attacking players, tends to hold on to the ball too long and then loses it. But he's young. He'll get better, I think. There's some good possibilities there. Richard Greenberg saying, I could see Messi playing the last 30 minutes in the Atlanta game if needed. I would agree if he's healthy on that strain. Kato wants Serna on the show one day. I got a feeling we can make that happen. I got a feeling it would probably be on the Spanish show where he'd be more comfortable. But I think One World, One Goal can help us make that happen. We've gotten to know, you know, in the earlier days of pushing for MLS, some of you may know, some of you may not know, me and Ed were very, very involved with the early days before there was ever even any owners. We were going on email campaigns pushing for this team. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail because most of you guys already know this stuff. But we'd have events every once in a while at different places where we're trying to rally support, whether it be at a town hall in the city or whether it, you know, be a soccer event. Or what have you. Diego Serna quite often appeared and showed up and was there with us. So he's been a supporter. He was a great player for the Miami Fusion. And one of my favorite, and I should find the audio clip. I wonder how One World, One Goal would feel about this audio clip. But I have an audio. We did an interview years ago with Ray Hudson. We should get him back. We've done a few interviews with him. And it was an interview where we asked him to tell us a fun story about Serna. And because everybody knew that Diego Serna was a bit of a handful to deal with as well. And I know One World, One Goal may not agree with that, but that was his reputation. And Ray said he went to Jim Rooney, who we're also friends with, who was the captain of the Miami Fusion. And he said to Jim, basically, I'm paraphrasing, I don't remember the exact quote, was basically saying that you will take care of him. He's our baby. You will change his diapers. He is our baby. You will do whatever it takes, right? Something to that effect. But Ray Hudson calling Diego Serna a baby and telling Jim Rooney to change his damn diapers. Loved it. It's hilarious. So maybe we can make that happen. Kata saying, please vlog the U.S. Open Cup final. So in all honesty, if you're watching these, the vlogs are not my favorite thing. That's why before, if you recall, I've done vlogs for a couple of years now, but I would only do them on the special games, like U.S. Open Cup games when we went to Miami FC. I do them then. I did them then. Because I think they tend to be kind of boring. And another thing I get criticized about on the vlogs is I miss the goals. Because I'm watching the damn game and I'm enjoying the game. And then when people get excited, I pull up the... And my thought is, if you want to watch the goals, watch it on Apple TV. Do I wish I got the goals too? Sure. But I'm not filming the entire game and my timing may not be the best. But so they're not my favorite thing to do. But people like them. And on this channel, we do want to give you guys what you like. And we're getting quite a lot of views on them. So yes, we will continue them. I'm pushing for Ed to do one so that it's not just... Because if Ed does it, he'll do it different. He'll say different things. He'll do something different than me. So I want him to do it as well. So I don't remember what Louis is agreeing with, but I like when people agree with me. So I'm going to put this up. Thank you for... Clara Karp says no injury and he's traveling. Alfredo, our winner from Costa Rica, says he did end up traveling to Bolivia. Okay, so see, that's the thing, is we get so many different reports. He's not traveling. He's hurt. He's not hurt. He didn't travel. I mean, there's just so many different things on all that stuff. Yep, the next game calendar should be in the national team. Yes, so there's a good chance we miss him. When is the U.S. national team game? Is that on the 12th as well? I know I'm a little bit delayed on some of these chats. Mr. Kata says, Mr. Glass need to pass. I think if I remember correctly, I'm not 100% sure, but I think most rookie contracts when you're a draft pick are usually 4 years. Correct me if I'm wrong. This would be his last year on said contract. So do you renew him? You might, because he's not going to be expensive. I could pull up MLS salary. Let's look up Robbie Robinson. Robbie Robinson is currently base salary is $200,000. $200,000 is not too expensive. Robbie equals glass. Trash. I'm sorry. Equals trash. We call him glass. But I agree with Baldwin. He had a pretty good night. Abhishek Jose, as far as Bolivia is a tough place to be, the stadium is located in the Miraflores borough of La Paz at an altitude of 3,637 meters, 11,932 feet above sea level. Yeah, I've always heard a lot of things about playing in Bolivia. It's really, really, really hard to breathe in that. So I've never been in any kind of real altitude. I've been to Colorado. I went to Denver for like 24 hours. I went there for a business trip. That was the only, but I didn't. So there was some altitude, but I mean, I was walking around. I wouldn't do anything. Baldwin feels that Steph definitely had good moves, but no end product. He's probably gone after the season. I'm okay with that. I didn't think he added a little bit last night, but Julio is saying that Farias took a while to get his groove on. Yeah, I think he did. I think he got better, but he, you know, again, I think he's got some growth. What I like is when Messi's on the field, and I saw another player comment about this, that Messi is the best coach they've ever had. He's on the field and he's coaching these guys what to do. So they're all going to just benefit from Messi being there, and that's great. That's great. Tank saying, there's a player somewhere in Robbie, though he needs to go to a bottom MLS team or a USL championship team to become a starter. He definitely needs to play more, but he has no left foot. He loves doing those crossovers, though. I'll tell you that. Do we just let him? So if they were going to trade him, now's the time because he's still under contract. So do they just let him go? And that happens. And I agree. If he went to USL, he would tear up USL, I think, if he could stay healthy. All right, looking at the chats. Tank still talking Pizarro. Pizarro's class Higuain, Phil never let him show his worth. I think I always felt like Pizarro had something more to show. Oh, I am really behind on these chats. Jim Rooney MLS card from back in the day. He has it. Yeah, that's awesome. I've been lucky to become a somewhat of a friend of Jim. He's especially when he was coaching the Boca Raton Football Club. Got to know him pretty well. Big Vinny's saying the vlogs are great. Thank you, Big Vinny. You just can't. What I've learned in now that we're in a bigger world with our YouTube channel because of Messi, you know, we're reaching bigger audiences. Can't make everybody happy. So and the vlogs to me, like I said, it gets hard sometimes to look for a different angle. I want to film something that's a little bit different than what I filmed before. And you know, I talk over the highlights a little bit and I show a little bit of the game, but I'm more interested in showing you more of the game day experience. And it's like, what do I do different? And I got a couple of ideas. Somebody actually gave me a good idea in the chat and in one of the comments. So I may do something like that. Richard Greenberg says he also likes them. Thank you. They're doing well. So they're going to continue whether I enjoy doing them or not. Esteban saying you guys should alternate the game day vlogs. I agree. Ed, are you hearing that? We want Ed to do one. The problem is Ed is busier than I am sometimes, and I can edit the videos quicker than he can. And so that's sometimes what it comes down to is, there you go. Kata says do a vlog in Spanish for sure. That's the other reason Ed should do it. He could do it in Spanglish. Do them both if he wants. Do whatever he wants. That's why I think it'd be cool if he does one because it'll be different. Whatever he does, it'll be different than whatever I do. Mike V talking about Gomez, who's with Paraguay. He's in form from Paraguay, all running and machete defending. I sometimes refer to him as like a kind of like a bull in a china shop. He's going to get a lot of cards. Robbie is Generation Adidas too, but he won't be a Generation Adidas after his rookie contract's over. So then it's a real contract, which is a bigger cap hit. To your point, being a Generation Adidas player is a smaller cap hit. So I don't think the $200,000 is what we get hit. But if his contract is over, then you know it's going to be more of the full hit. All right. Let me see. Did we get any more voicemails? No. If you want to leave a voicemail, give us a call. 786-474-4435. Mauricio says that Miami is one Vidal away from becoming next level. Ah, you're a Vidal fan. All right. Maybe. You never know. God, Robbie would be, man, where is it? Robbie would be perfect for the NASL, RIP. Yep, I was there. I don't know about you, Kata. I was there at all the NASL games. Even in the 70s. I was there in the 70s. But the newer version of the NASL, I've got an NASL soccer ball around here. One of the ones that they gave away, not the official ball, but it's got the NASL logo on it. I was at all the Strikers games, some of the Miami FC NASL games. A lot of good memories going to NASL games. Kata saying, Peter, film where the guys play by the fields. By the fields. I don't understand. The training pitches? Film where the guys play by the fields. I mean, I'm not going there during their practice, if that's what you mean. I'm not sure. Louis answering that question I asked a while ago. USA plays against Oman Tuesday. So that's the 12th, same day as the Bolivia game for Argentina. So in theory, Callender could be back for the Atlanta game. Or we're going to go with our backup. Callender, as great as he's been, I felt like that was maybe the last game was maybe his worst game. You know, that first goal, it's his fault. He should have held on to that ball. I know in the game day vlog, I was like, it's unfortunate for him. But then as I watched it back, he really should have held on to that ball. That's his fault. There was a couple bobbles that he had. It was not his best game, but still he came up big at important times. But I don't think it was his best game by any chance. Kata's asking if Tata goes back 4 or 5 on defense versus Atlanta. Where's Atlanta at right now in the MLS standings? Do you guys know? I'm going to look it up. Because they've been I think I've had a bit of a down year as well, right? No, not so bad. Let's go. Where? So Atlanta is currently in sixth place. They're well above the line. They're not. I haven't really watched much Atlanta, so. It could definitely be a tough game. So yeah, they might go more defensive and just try to get a point on the road. It's definitely possible. They don't have to win them all. They have to win most of them though to get in the playoffs. Big Vinny is asking, is it ever possible for you guys to get player interviews? So at game day, no, not unless we become official media. And we've thought about that over the years to get media credentials. We could get it. We would qualify. I've seen some of the other people that have media credentials, and we have larger followings than they do. Not throwing shade, just saying if they can get it, we can get it. I've done that before on a lower level. I've done that for Miami FC. I've done that for Fort Lauderdale Strikers. Now, this is obviously at a higher level, and I just prefer to sit with the fans and be with the fans and enjoy that experience as opposed to having to wear a collared shirt, not being able to wear my jersey, you know, having to be way more professional and stuff like that. So, no, as far as game day, is it possible to do player interviews here? It's always possible. It's difficult. We've done it before in the very beginning of this channel, at the very beginning of the team. We interviewed AJ De La Garza. I think there was one other player we interviewed as well. We got in trouble a little bit for that because we went around the Inter Miami media people. But then I've talked to some of my media friends, like that say, yeah, you don't have to follow. If you have a connection, you can go. And but they still kind of you know, weren't happy that we went around them and got the interview. So it's possible, but Inter Miami does make it a little more difficult because it's not those days of the Fort Lauderdale Strikers when Fort Lauderdale Strikers, being a media member, I could walk on the field, throw my little microphone in front of anybody's face and get any interview I wanted at any time. Those days are gone. It's a bigger outfit, more professional, and those kind of things are gone. Sui Maui says, Campana is better than Martinez Messi effect. Yes, sir. Or ma'am. Whatever. I'm not sure. Sui, I'm not, I don't know. And there you go. Baldwin was at the very first Miami FC 1.0 game, which Romario didn't come to, against Montreal Impact. I was there as well. I was there as well. This is before the first year in all it. The first year of Miami FC is where I launched a website that, and I say launched, I was goofing around with building a website. It was very hard to find because it was like a name in the, you know, the early days of websites, hard to find, but some people did find it. And that was actually how we started the Miami Ultras, which eventually became the Southern Legion. So we go way back there. We met basically in that first year when I started covering Miami FC a little bit. I just felt like doing something. And so I just did it. And yeah, it was fun. Definitely. It was a big deal having Romario play for Miami FC, for sure. Richard Greenberg going back to the Toronto Blizzard games on NASL. Yeah, with the old NASL, with that team, I didn't go to all the games because my family just didn't have the money. We were borderline, you know, middle-class poor type area. But they would definitely bring me to one or two games a year. Generally, there was a game around my birthday in May. And so I would go see, and quite often, a lot of times it tended to be against the Tampa Bay Rowdies. So those were fun to go see Rowdies games. And as a kid, I didn't understand why there were people in our stadium wearing the opposing team shirts. I just didn't get it. I'm like, why are they wearing green and yellow in our stadium? I don't understand. So it's kind of a fun learning experience and everything like that. There's also, there was time when the Fort Lauderdale Strikers were kind of comically called the Winn-Dixie Strikers because they had the shirt sponsorship before shirt sponsorships were a thing. They were kind of ridiculed for it, and nobody really would show up to those games. This is probably in what, the ASL, American Soccer League, something like that. Okada saying no before games where either Vice City or Southern Legion hang by the fields. Oh, yeah, sure. We could do that. For sure. One of the things we do want to do, but this takes, I need some help from Ed, is we do want to, somebody suggested this, and so I think it's a great idea, and I do want to do it, is do a series of three or four videos, whatever it is, one on each supporters club. And the way I envision doing it is just kind of like talking to the fans, just like, hey, why are you here? What do you do? Why do you like it? And so obviously doing the Southern Legion one, easy. We're members. But, you know, and we have good friends in Vice City as well. So that's something we want to do. But we need to reach out to people in Siege because I don't really think I know many people unless any of you guys in the chat are from the Siege. If you are, you know, maybe we can talk. And I just, yeah, just, I think that'd be a fun video. And that would be like pregame, before the games, kind of like where you're talking about, where the supporters hang out, and do a series of videos on that. I think that'd be fun. Oh, this is good. David Ruiz should make his debut with the Honduras national team this Tuesday. Yeah. My brother, who has not been to a Inter Miami game since Messi arrived, just because, you know, majority of those games were League's Cup and they're expensive. And so, you know, he chose not to go. But now he's back and going to the games with me because, you know, I have two season tickets. He takes one of them. And he's really fallen in love with Ruiz. He likes him. He's a scrappy player. He likes the way he looks on stuff like that. So he was a little upset that Ruiz wasn't playing last night. But it's good that he got his national team call up. I'm getting to the bottom. Baldwin saying Miami FC 1.0 became the Fort Lauderdale Strikers 5.0 before falling again. Yes, they did. I was there at the announcement when Miami FC became the Fort Lauderdale Strikers. It was on right around Las Olas, and I was there for that. So that was some fun times. So many fun times, following the Fort Lauderdale. And that's the one thing is we wanted MLS, and the whole time we were fighting for MLS. But my firm belief, and look, I had some disagreements with my own friends who, some of my friends like Julio Caballero came on, we met during the Miami FC days, and we went to go see Miami FC games together. But the whole point was to push for MLS and do whatever we could to get MLS. If whatever a fan can do to get MLS, start doing email campaigns. And look, our email campaigns were brutal. They got us a sit down town hall type scenario with Don Garber, MLS commissioner, because he sat down with us just so he could basically tell us to leave him alone. So our email campaigns were massive. But again, we had some disagreements because my philosophy the whole time was support local while fighting for something bigger and better. But go see the local teams. And at some point, some people said, screw them. They, Miami FC / Fort Lauderdale Strikers, don't ever plan on making that jump to MLS. So I'm jumping out and only going to really push for the MLS thing. And, you know, everybody's got different visions. I was always support local, support local, support local. And so I was dead, you know, really, really dedicated and diehard in Fort Lauderdale Strikers, Miami FC, all that great stuff. Tank saying Garber needs to be replaced. I don't know. I mean, he has done so. Like, everybody's got their time when they should retire. You know, I always kind of think about Disney and stuff like that. Everybody knows I'm a big Disney fan, and you know, Bob Iger retired, then came back, and it's not going so well for him. It was like, oh, maybe his time is done. He shouldn't have come back. And so Garber could be in a similar situation, maybe in your opinion or whatever. But he's done so much for this league. I mean, he got them with his vision. And I mean, obviously, he's got a big part, plays a big part in this, guiding this league to become what it is now, from a league that had to contract two teams. And that was one of his first big decisions, to contract two teams. And unfortunately, we were one of those. But and this is the point. Yeah, what Kata's saying is Garber has been good. No idea what person comes in. So sometimes it's what? The devil you know is better than the devil you don't? Oh, yeah, Mr. Krabs, going back to a conversation we had earlier, Inter Miami is looking to get Antoine Griezmann in the offseason. Maybe. You can't believe all the rumors because there's a million of them. But maybe. You know, I don't hear. After they signed the, you know, Messi, Busquets, and Albert, you know, they've kind of showed that even when you think it's done and dusted and it's not going to happen, it can happen with Messi specifically. So, going back to Disney. Sorry, Pete. Disney is going way down thanks to Iger. Kennedy missed the nerd show. Yeah. Kathleen Kennedy, head of Lucasfilm. Yeah, she needs to go. Bob Iger, I think he was an amazing CEO for Disney. He picked the wrong person to replace him in Bob Chapek. And then, but bigger before that, his biggest mistake was that he bought Fox. That was they spent like $60 billion, $60 or $70 billion to buy Fox. And that was a mistake. Hey, we got a voicemail. Let's go to that.
It's time for your voicemail.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. This is Caesar, a.k.a. Striker Fett. It was awesome seeing you yesterday pregame. Thanks so much to El Pelado. he hooked me up with the tailgate with La Familia. It felt like old times, like we were doing back in the days of the Strikers. And then I spent the game with my buddy, work buddy. It was his first ever MLS game.
Good guy.
He loved the experience. He had tons of fun in the North Stand. As far as the game, I was getting nervous with that first goal by KC. But then we woke up. We turned on the Jets after the penalty of Campana. That gave us hope. And then that awesome header by Yedlin into Campana's head. It was like a carbon copy of Messi's pass. That's like our new set piece. And if we continue using our height with Campana, we're good to go. And I agree, brother. This was a good test of what we are capable of doing, minus Messi. But it was very important that we had Alba and Busquets and Callender, obviously, because he is our next Dibu Martinez. He is a beast. Love the show, brother. Try to keep this not too long. But I'll see you guys on the October 7th game. Hopefully Messi is playing that day because he has a qualifier game on the 12th of October. So hopefully we'll see him. All right, guys. Later.
Yeah, it was good to see you as well, Caesar. Big hug from Caesar. So see, if those of you that don't, that do go back to those Strikers days would remember seeing a Mandalorian helmet painted in Striker colors, hitting the drums, going nuts. At times, he was there with us cranking those drums, and there might have been five of us in the supporter section. There might have been like very few of us, but he was there, always bringing the noise. And yeah, he was. It was great to see him as well. And yeah, I agree that Yedlin cross. So if you watched on the game day vlog, watching that in real time, at one point it looked like Yedlin lost the ball, but it somehow recovered it and kept it together and then made that cross. I thought for a second there, I was like, oh, he lost it. And then he got it back. And then I felt like his touch was maybe a little heavy and it was going to go out of bounds, but he got it. He made that cross, and then obviously Campana finished it. So that was awesome. And they were saying in the broadcast, I was watching some of the highlights, that Yedlin has been talking with Jordi Alba, getting some coaching, you know, from Alba on like what to do in those scenarios. So it's good. We got another voicemail. So if you want to keep them coming, I'll keep doing it.
This is Adriano Man from the island of St. Lucia.
Nice.
I was wondering, do you think we should go after Suarez, given the chemistry, the Messi-Suarez chemistry? Let me know. Thanks.
Suarez. Should we go after Suarez? Does he still have a lot in the tank? I mean, I know he claims to be injured a lot, but some talks have been that's just his way of getting out of his contract in Brazil. But... you know, there was talk about him coming over in in the winter. I don't know. I'm afraid. Is he too old? Does he still have enough in the tank? That's what I'm in the enough in those knees. That's really my concern with Suarez. And then also some of what like some people were saying earlier in like Eric was saying is like doesn't have the best reputation. But I do love the fact that, hey, yeah, exactly. What Esteban is saying, St. Lucia fan. On FMTV. I love that we're going global here. I've been in St. Lucia, I think, on a cruise. I think I've been there. So I don't know. I'm iffy on Suarez. I'm really iffy. I don't know if anybody in the chat has different thoughts. I'm really iffy on him. And like we were talking earlier, if we had to pick the two rumored people that would be designated players, that they'd spend a lot of money, that are currently rumored, would be Griezmann and Suarez. And if I was to have to pick, and I know they don't play the same position, but if I was to have to pick, I would pick Griezmann. So I'm not so sure on him. Tank saying he remembers Boba Fett with the drums. Yep, good times. Baldwin saying, sometimes I worry that Miami becomes like the LA Rams, wins it all one year and then sucks because everyone retires. And that is definitely a possibility. But the one thing that is maybe different, granted, I don't follow the LA Rams, but the academy. Look at how many kids are coming up from the academy. We just brought up that that one kid, Sunderland. So he got some playing time yesterday. So that's the difference, I think. And then bringing in players, the three U22 players that they brought in. So the fact that they're still investing in youth, and somebody in this chat in a recent show had said, like, Farias is the future Messi. Like, he could be that player for us in 3 years, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. Time will tell. But so I that would be my only argument against that, is that maybe they are all eggs aren't in the old basket. They're close. They've got a lot of eggs in that over 30 basket, but Big Vinny saying, rumor is Messi doesn't want Suarez, and he was vocal about it. Was he? I don't know. All right, well, guys, I saw that there was one question on here about my thoughts on Ahsoka. We're going to kick it back to Nerd for just a second. I think Ahsoka's series is great. Some of the best Star Wars stuff we've seen. Real shame that the actor, I forgot his name right now, that is playing kind of like the former Jedi, a little bit on the dark side now, working with the bad guy, the witch. He died. That's a shame, because I think he's got such gravitas in his role. I think he's cool. I like the Ahsoka series. It's definitely basically the Rebels TV show, live action TV show, the animated show, which I watched some episodes of the Rebels. I didn't watch them all. There he goes, Ray Stevens. I couldn't remember his name. Ray Stevenson. And I remember seeing him on the old TV show Rome. I mean, I liked him. So, yep. And he also played Punisher and the Rome show. Yeah, exactly. That was an old HBO show. I liked that show, Rome. Kind of like Count Dooku, Tank says. Yeah. I think it's a good show. I like it a lot. It's one of the better shows. Hey, and now, at least in Disneyland, you can do a meet and greet with Ahsoka. She's roaming the streets of Galaxy's Edge, of Batuu. So far, no announcement as far as Florida. But anyways. Cod is asking, does Ahsoka tie into Mando? It's in the same timeline. So it's all in the same timeline. So, you know. All right, we'll finish with Louis Rodriguez. I think I'm trying to end the show, but you guys are still throwing some good conversation items. Louis Rodriguez is saying, questions, how long will Gerardo Martino be as a coach? Because if Miami go far in the season, Tata deserves a nice renewal. Does anybody know how long of a contract he signed? Because they did talk about bringing in a coach that had long-term vision for this club, not bringing in a coach that was here for one and done or two and done. So they wanted somebody that believed in the project for long-term. And I assume, Kata's saying 2.5 years. Well, you're just assuming it's like Messi, is it? Is that Baldwin saying the same thing? I don't know. I guess you're right. But they did talk about wanting... okay. Anyway, you guys all know I'm the dummy. he should be here long term. Tie him up. Whatever what you're saying, Louis. Tie him up. Throw him his money. He's our next designated player. Franco asked him. There you go. You want real news? Go visit our friend Franco Panizo at Miami Total Football. You want to have some fun and goof around and be silly? Come here. And we'll do some real talk, but we want to have some fun. Franco is going to give you the real news. So he's good. Anyways, all right, let's wrap this sucker up. Everybody, thanks so much for watching. It was a lot of fun. I really, really appreciate everybody that was here in the chat. You guys were awesome. We do this show for you. I got a thumbs down. Who gave us a thumbs down? Bastard. thumbs down counts the same as a thumbs up in the algorithm. So give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Doesn't matter. Hey, all right. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Please like, share, and subscribe. And we will see you in the next video. You never know when that's going to be nowadays. See you, everybody.